The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, NHL, golf and more. Sign up today using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by the premier arbitrage sports betting tool, Avo. Use their tool to bet both sides and lock in a profit. Access their platform for free at arbsversusodds.com. That's arbs, A-R-B-S, versus odds, O-D-D-S.com. Plus, in honour of Masters Week, the Golf Gambling Podcast guys are giving away a TaylorMade Spider X putter for free. Enter at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters. I've just landed in the UK, but the grind never stops. You are listening to your Europa League show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network and also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. You can also follow me on my other X account. That one is at Lock Betting X. That's at Lock Betting X. On that account, I give my sports betting opinions. I give free play winners. And most significantly, I post my profit and loss spreadsheet. My profit and loss spreadsheet add up to 130 months in a row of transparent and track profit. What that means is that I haven't had a single losing month in sports betting for 10 years, a decade, plus an additional 10 months. I've had losing days, I've had losing weeks. Obviously, that's happened, but I've never had a losing month. I've never lost for a 30, 31-day period. I've managed to win every single month. It's tracked and transparent on all the spreadsheets because I'm a tracked and transparent handicapper. To find all my spreadsheets, you can scroll down the X account, which will take you forever, or you can simply head over to lockbetting.com, where you can find all the spreadsheets. They're verified by the members' comments. And in addition to that, when you look through them, you'll see that we sensibly manage a bankroll. We don't use any of this monopoly money terminology or staking that you see on X. So you won't see a loser chased with a play where we double the stakes. So no two-unit play after a one-unit loss. No five-star play, no 10-star plays, no 20-star plays, no whale play, no max play, no play of the week, play of the month, play of the year, or play of the century. None of that bullshit. Just real stakes for real people, sensible bankroll management that allows anybody with a disposable income to get involved with sports betting and to come away with a profit on a monthly basis. If you have questions, my DMs are open at LockBangX. That's at LockBangX. Also, finally, in honor of Masters Week, the Golf Gambling Podcast guys are giving away a TaylorMade Spider X for free. And you can enter for free at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters. You have until the Masters is over to enter this SGPN competition. So let's move on with looking at the Europa League. And we are at the quarterfinal stage for this competition. We were also throwing some thoughts on the Europa Conference League as well, because we cover the two competitions simultaneously. And while Liverpool have been replaced as the favourites to win the Premier League, I was told in some places that it's Man City, and I looked that up and that is correct. So in some places they've been replaced by City, in some places they've been replaced by Arsenal. They are actually the favourites now, nowhere to win the league after being the clear favourites prior to dropping points against Man United. And if Man United end up costing Liverpool the title, as a Man United supporter, that would be very satisfying. It doesn't look like we're going to finish in the top five, so we won't be playing in the Champions League. That's really not a big deal for me, because what are Man United realistically going to do in the Champions League? So Europa League is a competition that we can potentially win and build on and get into the Champions League via that, because it is a rebuild. Despite the fact last year was a rebuild, this year is still a rebuild, and next year will be a rebuild as well. This club, Man United, have a lot to do. And if Ten Hag can salvage something out of a season that has had a lot of turmoil, a lot of injuries, if we can finish in the top six, win the FA Cup, it looks like we will be in the FA Cup final, but I do think we need to win it, which will stop Man City from doing another treble. And en route to that, we stop Liverpool winning the league by not winning the quadruple, actually, by knocking them out of the FA Cup and making them drop points in the league. I'll take that as a Man United fan. But getting back to my point, they are the clear favourites to win the Europa League still at the odds of 10 to 11. In second spot, you have Bayer Leverkusen at 4-1. Quite big odds for a team who haven't lost a single game in all competitions this season. They remain undefeated, yet they are priced up at 4-1 here to win the Europa League. Then there's a big jump to AC Milan at 15-2, an even bigger jump to Roma at 14-1. I think there's value on both of those, by the way. I think these odds are too big when you take that jump from Leverkusen to the likes of Milan and Roma in Serie A. A little jump to West Ham at 16-1, Marseille at 18s, along with Atalanta 18, and Benfica are the rank outsiders to win this at 20-1. Nationality of the winner odds sees England at 4-5 to deliver the winner of the Europa League, Germany at 3-1, Italy at 7-2, and the Portuguese odds are simply the same as the odds for Benfica. So they reflect that, with the Portuguese winners being at 20-1 and the French winners also being at 20-1. Which means you get £2 more money by betting a French team to win the Europa League than you do by taking Marseille at 18-1. Don't know how that one works out, but obviously you take the bigger price if you fancy that to happen. I don't, and I'll talk about why in a second when we get to Marseille's game against, or Marseille's tie against Benfica. But we begin with the tie here between Leverkusen and West Ham, much like your Champions League quarterfinal show. I'm going to run through the matches, and within that, I will talk about the outright tie. For this game in Germany, Leverkusen are the 2-5 favourites. It's 4-1 on the draw. And West Ham are the 7-1 underdogs here to win in Germany. The qualification odds see West Ham as a 2-1 underdog, with Leverkusen priced up as the 2-5 favourites. Now, I think genuinely that both of these two teams will struggle against the winner of AC Milan and Roma. That's because both of those teams can implement a defensive low block very, very well and play counter-attacking football very well. We've seen how difficult Roma have been to beat under De Rossi. We thought they were difficult to beat under Mourinho, but now they are travelling and on their travelling well and are very difficult to beat away from home. So that was something that Mourinho didn't really have in his locker, and they've now got that under De Rossi. For Milan, we saw some unbelievable counter-attacking performances in knockout ties last season against Tottenham away and also against Napoli away. And don't forget who Napoli were when AC Milan knocked them out with a brilliant counter-attacking performance. They were the clear champions of Italy last season. They won the league easily. They were also the favourites to make it to the Champions League final and face Man City, but they were taken out by AC Milan. So you have two teams there who know how to play knockout football, and I think it'll be difficult for either Leverkusen or West Ham. So if you have Leverkusen penciled in to be automatic finalists, I hear people talking about this final of Xabi Alonso taking Leverkusen there against his old club, Liverpool. Alonso versus Liverpool. Don't be so quick to fire the bullet and and take a whole load of money on that one, because it's going to be very difficult for both Leverkusen and West Ham. It's going to be difficult just for Leverkusen to get past West Ham, who have good European pedigree under David Moyes. However, I do think this is a bridge too far for the Hammers. I think once this game does develop into a shootout, I do believe it will be difficult for West Ham to stay in it. In order for West Ham to have a chance to qualify, they will need to successfully implement their low block and counter-attacking tactics, which Moyes has done in Europe. And they'll need to score the first goal in this tie, because if they don't, things will open up. And that's the type of game that Leverkusen want. We've seen Leverkusen struggle to break teams down lately. I do believe people have worked out what they're trying to do tactically, which is simply moving the ball very, very quickly. We'd Manchester City under Pep Guardiola. He implemented a 6-second rule where no player should really have possession of the ball for longer than 6 seconds. And they're very good at moving it along and to keep you on your toes. But I believe the 6-second factor does give it more unpredictability than what Leverkusen are trying to implement, which was unpredictable at first. But now we know that they are trying to move the ball across in half the time. So you're looking at 3 to 4 seconds of possession where you know a Leverkusen player is going to be moving it along. Now, this is not beneficial when Man City have signed players like Jack Grealish, who is a dribbler who likes to hold on to the ball and beat players. So it's confusing why they signed him when they're implementing his tactics. And it's confusing why it's taken to this point of the season for teams to work out that Leverkusen is simply going to keep the ball moving at a faster pace than any other team in European history. But that is what they're doing. And it's taken a while for some teams to work it out. And Leverkusen have come unstuck a little bit in more recent games, although they are still winning them. They're not obviously putting teams to the sword as convincingly. And I do believe next season that Leverkusen, much like Napoli, will find it difficult to repeat this feat. But at the moment, they are a team who are riding high. They are full of confidence. They're unbeaten in all competitions this season. They've won 19 of their 21 home games. And they've scored twice or more in those victories. Therefore, combining those two selections together makes the most sense here for this game, and to go against the West Ham team who have shipped 25 goals in their last 11 away games too. They're coming up against the worst opponent to have that record going in against. And I do believe Leverkusen go to the London Stadium with a win. And I do believe that they scored 2 goals en route to doing that. So my selection here for this game is to take Bayer Leverkusen to win the game on the money line, and to combine that with their team total of over 1.5. The team total individually is 8-15. Leverkusen on the money line is at 2-5, as I mentioned. But if you combine these two together and you shop around, you can get 4-6 minus 150 here on the selection of Leverkusen on the money line with over 1.5 goals thrown in with it. Up next, we'll deep dive into the corresponding tie where the winners will face the winners of Leverkusen versus West Ham. We're looking at Milan against Roma, where Milan are the 7-10 favourites at home on the money line to win the first leg. It's 11-4 in the draw, and it's 18-5 here on Roma. The qualification odds see Milan at the same price, 4-6 minus 150 to qualify, with Roma available here at the price of 13-10. I can definitely make a case for Roma to qualify here, but I do believe that it will be Milan who will provide more difficult opposition to Leverkusen. So I do believe it is better for the neutrals who want to see that Leverkusen-Liverpool final if it's Roma who end up going through here from this tie. For me, it's a genuine 50-50, given Roma's home record this season with 17 wins in 20 at home. So Milan have to go there with a lead, and therefore I do believe the odds on Roma are too big, as it's a genuine 50-50. I don't have Milan at 4-6 minus 150, whilst Roma at 13-10. But what I do have is this as a must-win game for Milan, because Roma is such a difficult place to go to. And I do believe Milan will go to Roma with a victory here from the San Siro. Milan have won their 2 meetings with Roma this season and come into this one with 5 wins in their last 6 at home. Whilst Roma, despite the fact they've improved massively under De Rossi, particularly away from home, they come into this one with no wins in 3 on the road. So I'm going to ride the data, and I'm going to ride the necessity for Milan to win this and to take a win to Roma, where Roma have been a unbeatable team, basically, at home with 17 wins in 20 in all competitions. That shows you that's not a place you want to go to needing a win. It's a place you want to go to protecting the win that you've got in the first leg. And I believe that's what Milan will do here. If you shop around, you will be able to get 4-5 minus 125 on Milan. Rather than taking these 4-6, these are probably some of the worst odds that I found. It's more widely available at 8-11. But either way, I do believe that Milan will get it done because they need to get it done. Otherwise, I think Roma will be significant favourites, in my opinion, to progress from this tie if they're able to come to the San Siro and avoid a defeat here in this one. Before we move on to looking at the remaining two quarterfinals, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports, and it's also the fastest growing app in the industry. Sign up today with the promo code SGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store, and don't forget to register with the promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org. Moving on to your second lot of ties, the other two quarterfinals that we need to cover here on this show. We begin with Benfica versus Marseille, where Benfica are the 4-5 minus 125 favourites on the money line to win this first leg. It's 14-5 on the draw, and it's 3-1 here on Marseille. The qualification odds see Benfica as a narrow favourite. They're at the same price, 4-5. Minus 125 with Marseille at even money plus 100. So for me, I definitely see Benfica taking a lead to France. This is a very, very difficult place to go to for a Marseille team who are poor travellers this season and arrive on a 4-game losing streak. They look like they were showing signs of improvement. They look like they were going to make a little run for the European places after what has been a disappointing season overall. But that doesn't appear to be the case. Whilst Benfica, the hosts, haven't lost in normal time at home since September. They've won 6 of their last 8 at this venue. They have never lost a home game in this competition, with 22 wins and 6 draws. And I do believe that they will keep that record intact by seeing off Marseille and taking a lead back to Marseille. Now, as poor as Marseille have been, Marseille is a difficult place to go to. Marseille have managed to maintain a strong home record throughout the season, which is crazy when you think about the fact that Marseille aren't in contention for anything in the league. They are 8th in the table. They are way outside the European places, with Nice on 44 points and Marseille on 39, so 5 points away. And that's for the top 3, which would have been their goal this season, the Champions League places. They are a whopping 13 points behind Monaco. So it has not been a good season for Marseille. And obviously, there have been managerial changes along the way, as they were expected to do a lot better. But they do still have quality personnel in this team. They just can't seem to be able to get it together on the road, which is why I do think that Benfica will win this game and take a lead back to Marseille, where obviously things will be more difficult for them off the back of Marseille winning 8, drawing 5 and losing just 1 home game this entire season in the league. And that home defeat came against Paris Saint-Germain. So against anybody not named Paris Saint-Germain, Marseille are unbeaten in the league at home this season. So I think Benfica will get what they need here. I'm going to take Benfica to take the win at 4-5 minus 125 on the money line. But given the two home records of the two teams, I'm not really willing to take a punt on who qualifies from this tie. It, for me, is another genuine 50-50, and it's priced up a lot more closely than the earlier tie between Milan and Roma, which I also identified as a genuine 50-50. Up next, we look at Liverpool versus Atalanta, where Liverpool are the strongest favourites to qualify and the shortest favourites today at 4-11 on the money line. It's 9-2 on the draw and it's 7-1 here on Atalanta. The qualification odds have Liverpool as the clear favourites at 1-4 minus 400 with Atalanta available here at 11-4. I do think Liverpool will qualify from this tie. This is a good stylistic matchup for Liverpool. Teams like Liverpool struggle more against teams who sit in and try to implement a low block effectively and try to hit Liverpool on the break. Atalanta aren't going to do that. Atalanta are going to play Liverpool football against Liverpool. And Liverpool play Liverpool football better than Atalanta do because they have better personnel. And I do believe this will be a high-scoring affair of Liverpool coming away with a victory. But I don't think it will be significant enough for Liverpool just to rest next week. Anything more than two goals, I think, will be enough. I can see Liverpool winning by a two-goal margin, but I don't think they'll get themselves a 3-4-goal victory to basically ensure that the tie is over so that they can put the kids out, which will mean that they can rest significant players. I don't think that will be the case. I think Atalanta are better than that. You also have to question whether Liverpool do go all out with their lineup today. Now, I do believe they'll want to get the job done at Anfield, but not for one second do I believe that the Europa League is a bigger priority than the Premier League. You know Jurgen Klopp wants to finish out with that second Premier League title. He does not want to leave as the Liverpool manager with one COVID title. So team selection will be interesting, which makes all of the lines on Liverpool a little bit too short and a bit of a no-bet situation, in my opinion. At home, Liverpool are unbeaten this season. They've won 22 out of 25 fixtures, including all four Europa League ties. But if we're going to get away from the money line price, which we are, because 4-11 is too short, and it is that price because of the data that we just outlined, it's worth looking at adding on BTTS. And Liverpool are a team who have conceded in seven successive games, while Atalanta have scored in six of their last seven outings. Tacking on the BTTS gives you a jump up to 7-4. That's the way we're going to play this game. We're not going to look at doing anything big. Instead, we're going to be looking at a sprinkle, and our sprinkle will be on Liverpool with BTTS tacked on at close to plus 200 here for our main lean for this game. Up next, we're going to jump across and look at some Europa Conference League action. Europa Conference League also going down tonight. Before we do that, let me take a quick pause to let you guys know that we are proud to partner up with AVO, the premier sports betting arbitrage tool. If you're new to arbitrage betting, it's very simple. Basically, you're betting both sides of a bet at two different sports books to lock in a profit. The AVO tool scans the sports books looking for discrepancies in odds and then tells you how much money you need to place with each sports book to get an expected profit. The tool is super easy to use and lightning fast, as speed is actually a big part of arbitrage sports betting because sometimes there can be line movement which is quicker in other places than others. It may just be a case of a book falling behind with line movement, whether it be through injury news or whatever information has got out in order to result in that line movement, and therefore speed is a big part of arbitrage sports betting. The best part is AVO is currently free to use without restrictions. That's right, it's completely free. Get started today at arbsversusodds.com. That's arbsversusodds.com. Arbs versus odds to get involved with AVO. That's AVO, the premier sports betting arbitrage tool. Moving on with what I wanted to look at here for the Europa Conference League. We'll actually start with the outright odds, where Villa are still the clear favourites at 7-4. Fiorentina are at 3-1. Lille are at 5-1. Fenerbahce at 6-1. Club Brugge are at 11-1. Victoria Pleasant are at 18-1. PAOK are at 20-1. And Olympiacos are the outsiders at 25-1. What we have here is a collection of teams who often qualify for the Champions League and finish bottom or maybe third in their group.
When you're looking at Aston Villa, a genuine Champions League contender and a team who other teams won't want to play next season because they're likely to occupy a fourth seeding spot. Therefore, any group that features Aston Villa in the Champions League next season will probably be considered a group of death. When you're looking at Lille, Fenerbahce, Club Brugge, Victoria Plzeň, PAOK and Olympiacos, they don't make a group of death. They make a group a group. That's it. Like, they are expected to be teams that you beat home and away. So Aston Villa are different, which is why I believe they are the clear favourites to win this competition. Fiorentina obviously got to a European final last season, beaten by West Ham. They're a team who on their day can go toe-to-toe with the best in Italy. But overall, I think Aston Villa would be very disappointed to not win this competition as a result of losing to Fiorentina. So I do believe it will come down to these two. Villa do have a difficult tie in Lille, who are the third favourites to win this competition for a reason. But I do believe that they'll do enough to pick up the win at Villa Park today. And Aston Villa, individually, to win this game today on the money line, are available at 8-11. It's 14-5 on the draw, and it's 18-5 on Lille, whilst the qualification odds here see Aston Villa as the favourites at 1-2 minus 200, with Lille at 6-4. I believe Villa will win the game here. I believe they will take a lead back to France. When you look at the personnel within these two teams, Aston Villa are a lot stronger. For me, this just comes down to prioritisation. And I do believe that Aston Villa will make this a heavy priority. Now, Aston Villa played their part in one of the games of the season on Saturday, although it won't feel that way to Unai Emery as he saw his side blow a two-goal lead to draw with Brentford. Now, I don't see Aston Villa having back-to-back bad home results. That's a game they should have won in the chase for the top four against Tottenham. It is very likely. I mean, I know we have this out here and this narrative out here that we need to finish in the top four, but we also know that Premier League clubs are likely to get five spots because of what they've done in Europe. It's very unlikely at this stage that they will blow that. So Aston Villa will know that, and they'll know the gap between themselves and Manchester United is massive. Therefore, you can fully concentrate and fully prioritise this competition and getting this win against Lille. And you can't take them lightly. So I don't expect there to be any kind of significant rotation in the Villa team. The French visitors head to Villa Park unbeaten in seven competitive games, and they've also netted 13 times during this period, although with no clean sheets in their last five. So I do believe this will be a high-scoring affair. I do believe the French side can be gotten at, and for them, they'll be looking to come here and score goals and avoid a defeat. But I think Aston Villa have more firepower. I actually don't believe that Lille are actually better than Brentford. I believe the Premier League is now that strong. So I think this is more of a winnable game for Aston Villa. And without that collapse against Brentford, they win that game comfortably. And I see nothing but a Villa win today. So I'm going to take Aston Villa on the money line. Shop around to find this at 4-5 minus 125. I believe Villa will put themselves in a position to qualify by winning this game. And I do believe we are setting ourselves up for a big clash between Aston Villa and Fiorentina at some point. Obviously, Fiorentina last season lost in the final to English opposition. They'll be looking to go one better this time around. However, you would probably argue that when you compare West Ham and Aston Villa from this season and last season, you would say Villa are definitely the stronger side. So it's certainly not going to get easier for Fiorentina in this year's final if they get there, and if, of course, Aston Villa get there as well. So for this game against Lille, I'm taking Aston Villa on the money line at 4-5 minus 125. Closing out with your lock on this show, I'm going to go back to the Europa League, and I'm simply going to take Benfica on the money line, who are also available at 4-5 minus 125. Strong data here to support a play on Benfica. And likewise, there is strong data to go against Marseille. Marseille travel poorly. They come into this one having lost four games in a row, have a horrendous away record in the league. Whilst Benfica, they haven't lost at home in normal time since September. They've won six of the last eight at home, and they've never lost a home game in this competition with 22 wins and six draws. We will ride that data and we will take Benfica on the money line at home to Marseille as a lock. And we take it at the price of 4-5 minus 125 here for this one. That's it for me and this edition of the Europa League show. I understand timings have been a little bit tight with shows. I've been doing them in the morning when I wake up in the US. Probably should have just been doing them at night, but it's done now. We've moved past it. I'm now back in England. Going to have myself a good sleep tonight and get ready for the weekend. We have the Premier League, we have Serie A. All normal shows will be returning, so you won't get that combined European show. If you want the European show, it is available exclusively to lockbetting.com subscribers, and also over at Lockbetting, that's where you get the Bundesliga show for free. This weekend on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, you will have a preview of UFC 300. Obviously, last weekend on the fight show, you had a preview of WrestleMania 40. That was the reason I was out in New York and Philadelphia, and that was a hugely successful show. We literally got one pick wrong from 13. 13 matches were covered. We got one selection wrong. Clients over at Lock Betting made a load of money. And nobody can say that they weren't able to get the bets down, because a lot of books were carrying WrestleMania. And even with the parlays, we deliberately made a conscious effort to separate them across night one and night two. So even if there were two picks we liked on night two or night one, we didn't parlay them together. We gave people that 24 hours to make the parlay. So everybody should have made a substantial amount of money from betting on WrestleMania. And we look to have another good edition of the fight show with UFC 300 going down this weekend. Until then, good luck with all your bets as always. And thanks for listening.